Hello, this is Willie Terry of Army Labor Correspondent, and I'm here on the Sunday morning, November the 7th, at SUNY Albany, at an event sponsored by GSEU, which is the Graduate Student Employees Union. And they are holding a protest against a mandatory fee imposed on them by the university.
Yes, I do.
And I have as my guest to give me more details on this event and the purpose. Her name is Shirley.
Not sure what we're supposed to be doing.
Jen.
Yep.
Right. And how you doing, Shirley?
I'm good. How are you?
All right. And Shirley, just tell me before I get into the matter with y'all here today. Tell me something about the GSEU.
Okay. We are the Graduate Student Employees Union. Mm-hmm. We are run by the graduate students ourselves, for the graduate students ourselves. So this is a student. We are working to represent the graduate employees on this campus.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they are all the GAs and TAs.
Oh, okay. So what do the graduate students around the university? What do they do?
Well, graduate students, they're taking courses, right, at the university. And a good number of them, they are actually working as state employees. They're teaching courses. They are TA for the other professors. So they are GAs and TAs, graduate assistant, teaching assistants. So they also work for the university, if you ask me.
Okay. Now, I know this must be a real serious matter for y'all, your members, to wake up on a cold morning like this, you know, almost 30 degrees, to come out here and protest. So I want you to describe what's going on today and what this protest is about.
Yeah, so we are protesting our university administration to eliminate our fees that graduate student employees have to pay to the university in order to work here. These fees can be up to, if for a full-time student, that will be up to $1,600 per semester. That's usually for students, that's 15 to 25% of their income. That's a lot of money. We have seen the success in Stony Brook and the Buffaloes. They have already successfully abolished their fees. We haven't heard anything from our university administration. As you can see, yes, this is a cold Sunday morning, right? We could have stayed at home, drinking coffee, relax, lying on the sofa. We choose to come here because we all share one goal. I appreciate their passion, my members' passion of being here. It's for a good cause. That is, we are really trying to persuade our university administration to abolish, to eliminate the fees for us.
Mm-hmm. Now, it's a lot of people on the campus today, and students. You know, there's an event going on today that you are here protesting around this event. What is this event today?
Yeah, they are, I believe they are coming to know more about university, SUNY Albany. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
They are the prospect students.
Yeah, because I'm just saying, why did you pick this particular day?
That's a good question. We would like those prospect students and their families to know what's going on campus. What are the courses that are taught? What's the percentage of courses taught by the university? Who taught them? I mean, they're graduate student employees, right? And they don't get paid very well, and they still have to pay fees in order to work here. These are the messages we would like those prospect students and their families to know. I think that's also some information that's not from mainstream. However, it cannot be neglected. It should be heard.
Right. Now, is this a mandatory fee? Is it imposed on all SUNY colleges, or is just Albany?
Like I have said, SUNY Buffalo, SUNY Stony Brook, they have already have their fee abolished. A couple days ago, Stony Binghamton already heard from their president, promising them they will get the fees abolished sometime soon in future. What about us? We haven't heard from our administration, we desperately need to hear from them about fees.
Now, why do you call it a wage theft?
Well, we have to, these graduate student employees have to pay fees in order to work here as a state employee. They shouldn't pay fees to work here.
Mm-hmm. And so do you plan to have further action and protests if you don't get this accomplished? Oh.
Well, we see that there are consequences, right? We have furious members here, standing here, protesting. We hope that we can hear from the school school administration very soon about fees. Our members just can't wait. Mm-hmm. They think this is unfair. They want to see our fees to be abolished, their fees. They have to pay from their pocket so that they don't have to live a horrible life. They want their fees to be abolished, as simple as that. Yeah.
Well, now, this interview is going to go out to the surrounding communities. You know, a lot of people are going to hear this from in the capital region. What can the community provide for you to show support for your struggle? Could they do anything?
We would definitely need, as you can see, we have Troy Area Labor Union here.
Right.
We have Albany County Central Labor Council here, right? They're here to support us. There's a reason for them to be here, is to show solidarities. They really support our graduate student employees, right? And in return, we will support any aspect that has related to labor's working conditions. This is our job to protect our members.
So anytime you have a protest or information picket, you would like for community people to come out to support you?
Yeah, we just expressed our concerns. We told them we have an informational picket, and they're more than willing to come here. As you can see, Albany Central, they brought their brought breakfast for us. We're more than appreciated. I will say everybody, these unions, they come from, they support us from the bottom of their heart. And I really appreciate, I really respect their support.
Right. Now, who and what part of the university can make the decision not to impose the fee?
University administration.
The whole administration?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And you said there's no deadline for them imposing. They already imposed the fee on you already.
As you can see, our members already get very furious. Yes, I think there is going to be consequential if they're going to postpone this topic with us, or to at least give us a say with regard to the fees.
Is there anything else you would like to say, let's say, about this struggle of the imposition of the fees that I didn't ask you, that can clarify more, give more information on what's going on?
I think you pretty much asked me lots of great questions. Thank you very much. I think we covered most of the details.
Oh, okay.
Another thing is I didn't mention is UUP is here too. UUP is the United University Professions.
They're
here too. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you, Shirley.
Thank you very much.
Stop wage theft. Stop wage theft. Stop wage theft.
That was my guest. What's your name?
Jordan Helene.
Jordan, you're a concerned citizen in support of this struggle.
I'm a concerned citizen, unionist, and former GSU member, yes.
Mm-hmm. So why are you out here on this cold morning?
I'm out here because when I was a grad student, we had a fees campaign, and it won at Stony Brook, and it won at Buffalo, and it's winning at Binghamton. Albany's just dragging its feet. We need to stop treating the knowledge workers who keep higher education going like a disposable commodity. Colleges are increasingly going to adjunct work they can easily dispose of. They foist a lot of teaching duties on grad students. And the grad students, we did research, we found out their stipends are not enough to support them easily in this area. Like the cost of living, they go without meals, they go without things, they go without medical care. And then the university charges them for the pleasure of working here. Now, they say it's student fees because they're grad students, but that's just the game they run. For the admin, it's useful to have people who are workers and who want them to be workers, and students and who want to be students. They're workers, and they want to tell them what to do, load them down with, grading responsibilities, all sorts of things, and pay them very little. But they're students, and they want to collect a fee from them. It's not right.
Okay. All right. Thank you now.
No problem. Thank you.